Right. Have you ever taken the time to think, or has it ever crossed your mind, you know, what is this? You know, Christmas, and we have, let's be honest with you, Christmas is a lot of tradition, isn't it? Lots of tradition, and we do a lot of things. You know, we sing Christmas songs, even Christmas songs. You know, why do we sing, you know, we get together at a certain time of year, and we sing these songs that are focused on this. And of course, I don't think that any of us have a problem with Christmas songs. I hope you don't. Christmas songs and Christmas carols are a wonderful thing, but you know, it's kind of like tradition that we do that. And even in our secular world, we hear Christmas songs that have the Christmas story. Now, I don't appreciate much of the music that comes along with some of those Christmas stories these days. In fact, it's kind of pathetic, the Christmas music, very loosely I say that, that's out there. But nevertheless, regardless of the music style, you'll still hear Silent Night playing in any department store or any of these number songs. Now, of course, again, I understand that today a lot of those are far and few between with all the other junk that's out there that has nothing to do with Christmas, but you understand there's still a lot of tradition around the Christmas carols or Christmas-type songs. There's other things. There's things like Christmas trees and decorations. There's Christmas lights. And any one of us could get into some sort of a conversation about, is it right to have a Christmas tree? Is it right to have, you know, what's the significance of lights? And then we can ask the question, you know, do we celebrate the birth of Jesus? You know, some would hold a Christmas or a birthday party for Jesus. And is that appropriate? Ought we to do that with Jesus? And there's questions about so many other things, and people ask, you know, what about Santa Claus, and what about the abbreviation for Christmas that's Xmas, and there's so many things about Christmas that we could wonder, what is the, is it wrong, is it sinful, is it okay, is it right to do, what do we do in the church, and we're not here to answer all those questions tonight. But what about gift giving? Gift giving, is it something that we ought to do? Let's be honest, is there a big side of gift giving that is very materialistic? Well, I think that we would all agree that there's so much materialism with the modern Christmas season. Can you imagine how much money is spent at Christmas time? In the stores and out. Oh, wow, it's amazing. If we could get the numbers of what is being spent. And so, we have some questions. Is gift giving biblical? Is it worldly? Is it pagan? I will say this as we start off. It's amazing the amount of things that are brought up that people attribute to pagan and heathen culture. Honestly, if you would take a day of the year, there's probably something that somebody did at some point that was wrong. In fact, every day, sin takes place. And there was this date when so-and-so did this, and there was this, that they worshiped this. And, you know, honestly, we could go crazy and looking at all the bad days that are out there, and we want to go away from those days. We don't have anything to do with those days because of this unsaved, sinful, wicked society. Take your Bibles really quickly to start off. Take your Bibles and go to Romans chapter 14. An interesting verse that I just want to begin this. I say conversation. It's not going to be a conversation because you have no feedback right now. But I'm going to give you some things from the Word of God. And even some reasoning and why we celebrate Christmas the way we do, and I would submit to you, for good reason. Okay? So, let's look at Romans chapter 14, and I want us to draw our attention to verses 5 and 6. And then I want to go back to some pagan and heathen thoughts about Christmas. But I just want to plant these two verses in your mind. Romans 14, starting in verse 5, one man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Verse 6, he that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. He that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. Honestly, folks, listen to this. Every day. Listen to this. This is a very simple truth. Yet with the question that we're asking, is this right? Is it okay to celebrate Christmas, specifically the gift giving? Every day is good to give to God. Even something that has not been given to God. Now let's go with one that I think that most of you would consider safe. Now again, there might be, everybody's brought up differently and has different background. Honestly, and I'll just tell you something, and this, some of you might, you know, put your hand to your mouth and say, honestly, growing up, me and my brothers, we dressed up for Halloween. Now, I was in a football outfit, of course. Imagine that one, right? You know. We weren't allowed to dress up. And you say, Pastor, what are you doing? That is a wicked day. And would you agree with me it's a wicked day? There's a lot of bad that happens. Would you agree with me that every day is wicked? There's a lot of wickedness that goes on. But that day specifically, there's a lot of bad things that it means, right? Now, I will say this in response to my family. It was something that we just didn't understand, honestly. And again, we had no part in a lot of the bad things and the ghosts and the goblins and all that kind of stuff. But even then, as I've grown and I've learned, I say, you know what, we need to be very careful with those kind of things. But just because something is done on October 31st or whatever, doesn't mean that everything that day is wicked. Might you do something different that could be godly? What do you think? Could we at all take a day that is so wicked and turn it into something that honors God? Could we? Yeah, because we look at every day, if you give it to the Lord, can be a godly day. Okay, so think through that just for a moment. You know, I could go back and in my research, I looked at what was the roots in Christmas Day and what were the roots in even things like gift giving. And I'll tell you that there's different theories out there and different thoughts of where this holiday and where this tradition of gift giving came from. It could go all the way back to even Noah and his great-grandson and one of the four that was there and the certain one that was elevated and lifted up by family that they started to worship this guy. And from there, they had done things like giving of gifts. And I don't get into the whole story, but then from that it comes, you know, so you take this guy that was he a godly person, and they started to almost lift him up above other men and celebrate and worship him. Well, we know that that's not right, don't we? Should we worship another individual because he was bigger and stronger or older and wiser? Well, of course not. But let me ask you a question. Does that mean then that if that day was set aside for that we cannot worship God that day? Well, of course the answer is no. Now, do you think that if let's say that that's where the Christmas tradition started, how many people do you think in our American culture or even in our world culture would link Christmas Day to that? Hardly any, because we didn't even really know about it. We hear a story, and then we get scared. Oh no, is this linked to that? Some think that Christmas was kind of set up as a counterpart to something that was done in opposition to God. It's kind of like this idea. Have you ever heard of a school or something that has taken something that we all recognize is probably not very good, like a Halloween day, and the school has decided instead of having a Halloween party, we're going to have something different from that, and we're going to do something good. You've heard of things like that. Okay? Now, I'm not going to tell you, you know, I'm not going to set a precedent for you today and say that's okay or not, but I'll say this, that there are times when things are dedicated to Satan. That is it wrong to take that time and say, no, that's wrong, and we're going to take this time when it ought to be God's and give it to the Lord. Some people believe that Christmas was started kind of because of that. There was a group of people that were worshiping, you know, a certain god that was a god of this, and so they started to worship, and then from that there was a time of gift giving, and oh, the whole thing is pagan and heathen. We ought not do it. Well, what the idea is there were some Christians that looked at this thing and says, no, we ought not worship, in this case, the sun, but we ought to worship the sun, and they turned it into something that we ought to do. And so in a sense, it was taken as a counterpart to, this was a day that the world was dedicated to something evil, and we're going to take it and we're going to dedicate it to God. Now, honestly, folks, that's a proper way to do some things. We ought to take it and worship the Lord. Let's worship God for who He is. The celebration of Christmas is definitely not I'm going to make a statement here. This is what I believe as we look at the scriptures. We'll get into the scriptures here in just a moment. The celebration of Christmas is definitely not a continuation of a pagan custom. Honestly. Did any of you come together tonight or are going to get together on Christmas to worship the Greek or whatever Roman god, you know, that was to the sun? Of course not. That's not what we do. That's not where we're at. Ought we to not do it because somebody else did it? Honestly, if that's the way we live, then we couldn't do anything. Because at some point in time, somebody on a certain day decided to do something for the devil. But that's not the society we live in. And so we need to think through some things. This is not a continuation of a pagan custom. It is a unique Christian holiday to counteract the influence of a pagan holiday. John R. Rice made that quote. Let me give you another illustration. Have you ever heard of a place that was known for worldliness being turned into something that was then made to be known as a place of worship? I know one thing. My father-in-law up at Servants Heart Camp has been praying for a long time that bar that was across the road that we had some problems with, the Alley Popper, which was a bar when we first got it, is no longer a bar. The first step has happened. But he had a prayer, and I don't know if he's still praying, but he was praying that bar would turn into a church. Will it? I don't know. But let me ask you a question. Would it be a bad thing if that bar was turned into a church? Would it be a bad thing? Because we look at that and we say, well, that's a bad place. Is it the place that's bad? Is it the building that's bad? No, it's what took place and what that building was dedicated at that time to. Could it be turned into a place that could worship God someday? What's the answer? Yes. You say, Pastor, I don't know about this, where you're going. Let me ask you another question. Are you saved tonight? I'm looking for nods. Are you saved? God calls you a new creation. Were there any of you that were not saved before? If I could ask for a raise of hands, the number would be 100%. Every one of us was not saved at one point in time. Guess what? God calls us at that time a vessel unto dishonor. And we have been changed into now a vessel of honor. Can God take something that was completely wicked and wrong and turn it into something wonderful? Absolutely. Folks, I want to tell you something. We are hurting. We're only, as an introduction, we're only hurting ourselves by looking at something that is completely wonderful, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, if we say no, because at one point in time, there was something maybe connected with it that wasn't right. And I praise the Lord for places that used to be a movie theater that now they're worshiping the Lord. I praise the Lord for places that they drank and caroused that now they're worshiping the Lord. And I praise the Lord for individuals that used to do those kind of things that now are living to praise the Lord. God can do anything. He can do anything in a person's life. He can do anything with a day. He can do anything. Can God use October 31st for His honor and for His glory? Now, He doesn't use it through the means of the wicked lifestyle, but I tell you what, He can use it for His honor and glory. You can argue and argue all you want to about how there could be some pagan roots to some things, but I tell you this, the Son's birth is worth celebrating. It's worth it. And I think that we only hurt ourselves if we hang our heads and say, I am not going to worship on December 25th. I think we only lose out. All right. Many take the tradition of giving all the way back to Matthew chapter 2. Go to Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. And I don't think really this is where it starts, but some go here. Matthew chapter 2, and you remember this is a story in Matthew, is the record of the wise men. And you remember how the wise men came and after Jesus was born a time and presented him gifts. Matthew chapter 2, and if we look in verse 11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. So many take this tradition from the passage where the wise men presented baby Jesus with these things, and this is where we get the element of gift giving. I don't know. Again, I would submit to you that there's several different stories and traditions and records of customs that it came from all kinds of different places. But so we're forced to ask the question, well, then is gift giving on this certain day bad? What if it came from these bad people? Could we ask a lot of questions about that? We could. We could ask all kinds of questions. But we go to the most important part of Christmas, and it's to remember why he came. And what's the answer? What did Jesus come to do? Why did God send his son to the earth? He came to give. Honestly, he came to give. Jesus came to give something. Of course, he came to give himself. We look at giving, and I want you to see. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 6, 7, and 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, and I want us to look at verses 6 to 8. And this is just kind of this doesn't address giving at Christmas. And we're not going to find a lot of verses that address giving at Christmas. Christmas, Christ sent. Sent for what? Christ sent. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 6, 7, and 8. Insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. By the way, let's stop for a moment. The word grace is what? It's the word give, okay? It's a gift. It's grace. It's free. And the word gift is the word grace. You know, we can use different Greek words and English words, but it's a very similar thing. So he would also finish you in the same grace also, or gift also. Therefore, verse 7, therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence, in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. How did Jesus Christ prove the sincerity of his love? What did he do? How did God prove the sincerity of his love? He gave. You see, giving is a true test of the sincerity of our love. When God sent his son, he was sending us a test and a sign of his sincerity. I truly love you, and I'm giving you my son, the greatest gift that can ever be given. Let me ask you a question. And I know that you say, Pastor, but this is not linked to Christmas. Well, in a way it is. God gave his son Jesus. It was a true test of his sincerity of love. God gives. And around that we have come up with Christmas. God sent. Christ sent. God has sent his son Jesus Christ to come to this earth. Why? For the purpose that we would know that we're loved and we could have eternal life with him in heaven. And that is the true meaning of Jesus coming to this earth. And it would make sense that as we get together and remember, Christmas is a time of remembering. As we remember this wonderful grace that God has given, we see in that gift giving. God has gifted us with something tremendous in which we can thank Him and praise Him for. You remember Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6? What are the words that are used there? For unto us a child is born. Quote with me the next part. Unto us a son is given. There it is. Unto us there is a special gift. No, there's nothing extraordinary about the date, December 25th, in a sense. But it's the day for which Christianity has laid aside to celebrate Christ's birth. When God gave to us His eternal Son of God. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth His, turned over to us, His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Is that a good gift? In that while we were sinners, I'll tell you what, this is a gift. This is grace. Grace is something that's not deserved. Grace is something that overcomes rejection. I'm going to grace you anyway. And Jesus, or God, Him gave us His Son. He that spared not His Son, but, I love these words, delivered Him up for us all. Delivers Him up for us all. He delivered it right to our door. Right to the door of our hearts, He delivered Jesus Christ to us. A lot of words that we use around Christmas time. For God so loved the world that He gave. He graced. He gifted us with His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, Christmas is all about gift giving. It's unconditional, loving, selfless, sacrificial, purposeful, redeeming act of His love so that you can have eternal life. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Let me ask you a question. Is Christmas closely tied with giving? It is. In fact, it's the main thought of it. It was a gift to us. You say, but Pastor, what about those people in ancient times? That they, you know what? We need to regard the things of the day as unto the Lord. And I tell you, I think that we ought to celebrate this wonderful gift of Jesus Christ. Do we need to be careful with extravagant spending of money? What do you think? Absolutely. Because what happens when we get to this point of extravagant spending and materialism? What happens? You see, it floods out what the whole purpose and the gift of Jesus Christ. Honestly, it'd be a wonderful thing as we give a gift that we bring to mind and recall to mind, you know what? I know that this gift isn't anything compared to the gift of Jesus Christ, but I want to tell you something. It shows you that I love you. Brothers and sisters, a gift given at a time of Jesus' birth is a wonderful testimony of the grace of God. Do you think God could be honored and glorified through that? I think we ought to regard it as unto the Lord and not give it to the devil. I believe that if we give that day and we hang our heads and say no, I believe the devil is honored through that because he conquered the living truth of the word. He didn't conquer. He's trying to, and in our hearts, he's won a little battle. I think that we ought to give it to the Lord and say, no, we're going to overcome this evil day in your mind. Again, and I'm not suggesting that truly it is evil. Yes, there's, you know what, you can trace any day back to some heathen or pagan thing. You know what? The heathen and pagans, they want to take away Christmas and they want to take away Easter. They can take away all that stuff, and what are we left with? What are we left with? We need days that are set aside to worship and honor the Lord and what Jesus Christ has done for us. And it ought not be set aside for just December 25th. It ought to be all the time. You know, they joke about Christmas in July, but it better be 365 days out of the year we ought to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas is a wonderful time. The giving of gifts, if done in the right motive. Again, if we are getting together tonight to celebrate that sun god of the Greeks or the Romans or whoever it was, then we're wrong. What do you think? Of course. But I believe with all my heart, if we're getting here to worship the Son of God that came to this earth to seek and to save that which was lost, and that gave himself to me as the greatest gift that could ever come, greater than gold, frankincense, and myrrh, then we ought to set aside a day that we can do the same thing to show the love. You see, Christ's love is complete how? Would somebody tell me, how is Christ's love completed?
When others love him or her.
As we love other people. See, Jesus came to love me so that I could love you. I believe that we ought to fulfill this. I believe that we ought to show others we love. Now, do we have to check our motives? If gift giving to you has become something that we just have to do, okay, got to spend this money and here it is, boy. You know, open up the toy box and watch them all fall out. I tell you what, we've really gone far off from what I think we ought to do, but I tell you what, we can take it as something right. Here's a gift, grandson, that I have for you. But grandson, I want you to know something. This little truck doesn't compare to the gift that Jesus Christ has given to you. I tell you, it's a wonderful opportunity to demonstrate to everybody in your family the gift of Jesus Christ. Will we do that, though? Well, that's up to you. You can regard the day as something evil or the day as something good. I trust that you'll regard it as something good. Something that would reflect. The giving of gifts, if done in the right motive, the right spirit, honors God in special days set apart for him. Do you remember the Feast of Durham? Anybody remember what that feast was? You remember the people in the Bible? We have Esther and Mordecai. You remember those? And then we have Haman, right? All right, you remember how that these people had against the Jews and Haman, what was his goal? He wanted to get rid of these Jews. He wanted to destroy them. And they heard about the news and they wanted to do everything they could for them to deliver. And you remember the whole story. I don't have time to get into it at night. Remember how Mordecai, you know, he tells Esther and they come up and Esther and praise the Lord for her desire to do right, goes, you know, to the king, and you know, the king, praise the Lord, puts out the scepter, and she comes and she shares with him everything, and praise the Lord that God worked it all out, and his people were delivered that day. And that was a day that was caused to be set aside to celebrate God's deliverance of his people, the Feast of Durham. Having said that, look at Esther chapter 9 and verse 22. Esther chapter 9 and verse 22. Esther 9:22. As the days were... Listen to this verse. Interesting. Talks nothing about Christmas. As the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning unto a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. Isn't that interesting? A day to celebrate God and his deliverance, and what did they do? I want you to celebrate it with this. I want you to get together and eat and feast and be happy. And I want you to send things to other people. And I want you to give gifts to the poor. Doesn't that almost sound like what we do for Christmas? Now again, it has nothing to do with Christmas. It was a day of recognition. God has done something good. Let me ask you a question. Would you agree with me that what God did in sending his son Jesus was a good day of deliverance? Oh, this is a good day that God has done something wonderful. And God's response to these people was for them to do what? Now again, we've linked this word with the world. But he said, it's time to be called to celebrate. And somehow we look at that and celebrate. Oh, this can't be godly. Brothers and sisters, celebration of God's deliverance is wonderful, and there ought to be a day we do it. You could argue whether it be December 25th or it could be March 15th. But it's the day in which our society has set aside for Christmas. And it's the day in which our world still recognizes, even remotely, the birth of Jesus Christ, the gift to mankind. We ought to set aside the day for celebration. And obviously, according to this passage, one of God's, if I could loosely say, ideas for a way to celebrate was to give gifts to people. Interesting. Very interesting. You remember when the Jewish remnant returned from captivity in Babylon, and they went back, and for one of the purposes, to go back and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and they went back to rebuild Jerusalem and back to restore what had been lost. And they went back, and we have some leadership there that got together and rebuilt the walls, did a tremendous job of organization. But for a little while, there was some negative things about how bad of a place this is. And look at what we've returned to. And there was mourning. There was sorrow. And yet the walls had been built. The gates had been protected. And I want you to notice that as they met here, into the reading of the law, and by the way, we're in Nehemiah chapter 8. You can turn there, Nehemiah chapter 8. They were instructed to do something. Nehemiah chapter 8, and I want to look at verses 9 and 10, and then in verse 12. Walls rebuilt, gates set up. What were the people to do? They were mourning. They were struggling. And Nehemiah, this is verse 9. Nehemiah 8, 9. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, "This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." And what did the people do in verse 12? "And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them." And if the Israelites would honor God by having a day of joy and feasting and of sending portions to others because the wall was rebuilt and the gates were set up, the worship was established, folks, we today do well to have a day of rejoicing over the birth of our Savior and to send portions one to another and to make merry with spiritual joy. Indeed, giving to others is very fitting on Christmas. Remember when the rich young ruler was there and Jesus addressed the rich young ruler? And the instructions for this man, although he didn't do what he, you know, probably should have believed the way he should have. In Matthew chapter 19 and verse 21, Jesus said unto him, this is the rich young ruler, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." Of course, we know the rich young ruler, he wasn't about to do that. But do you remember Zacchaeus? Kind of instructed in a similar way. It was said of him in Luke chapter 19 and verse 8 that he gave, after he had seen the light, after he had come to Jesus, and he testified that the half of his goods he gave to the poor, which I believe was a token of pleasing Jesus, was an element of blessing. And he was blessed, and God was honored at these people that he would bless people. Giving is an element of demonstrating our love. Question: should we abandon something just because it has been abused in the past? I tell you, a lot of people don't regard Sunday anymore the way they ought to. Does that mean we ought to stop worshiping on Sunday? God forbid. Kind of a smattering of things as I did some research and read and got from things. Folks, I believe that if we want to give God honor and glory for what he has done, I believe that Christmas Day or any other day, we ought to set it aside and celebrate. Should we give gifts? Is it materialistic? Is it worldly? Is it pagan? Well, I think if that's what we're going to link it to, well then, like the passage in Romans says, if that's what you want to link it to, then I guess you can link it to that. But folks, that's not what we ought to link it to. We ought to link it to what Jesus has done for us, God has done for us. And as we regard this day, I say, well, let's not regard it as unto the devil. Let's not pretend that it's the devil's day. I'd be a sad day in my book when it was Christmas, December 25th, and it was the devil's day. No. December 25th is the day that society has set aside, in which we still proclaim that it was the birth of Jesus. And a lot of secular people even still say that anyway. And what we ought to do as Christians is make a celebration of the day and worship Jesus for who he is. And make it a point that when we hand that gift over to that grandson or granddaughter or child or mother or whoever it is, that we make sure and capitalize on it and say, you know what? And you don't have to say these words, but the fact of the matter is this is a small token, a representation of what Jesus has done for us, God has given to us. And I believe that on your day, in Christmas Day, or whenever you decide to celebrate Christmas, or if you like to do it in July, I trust that you can take this day, this wonderful day. It has nothing to do with the day, but it has everything to do with the person that we're celebrating. Can gift giving be good at Christmas time? Absolutely. Can it be abused? Absolutely. Done in the right spirit, in the right motive, regarding it as the right day and not the devil's day, he gets the glory. If we will turn away from this, though, I believe that the devil wins that day. Let's not give it over to him. Let's rejoice. Let's make everything that we can out of our Christmas season. Let's sing the songs. Yes, there's lots of tradition that's messed up, but let's take the good and capitalize on the good and make sure that you do it right. God, would you help us? Would you help us to truly honor and glorify you, especially on a day of Christmas in which we can celebrate your son's precious birth? God, I thank you for the gift, the free gift that you have graced us with, the opportunity for eternal life. And I trust that everybody in this room has taken that special gift. And Lord, I pray that we could fulfill that love, that gift giving that you have given to us in the hearts and lives of other people. And may we give to fulfill that love. Lord, I pray that the day in our circles, in our families, in our worlds can be regarded as a day that's given to the Lord, and that you would get the most glory, that you would get the most honor, you would get the most praise. Lord God, we're thankful for all that you have done for us, and thank you for the scripture that you've given. Lord, thank you so much, even for the traditions that we have. Lord, may we do them right. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.